Good morning. Yes, it's still morning. It's 11:24 a.m. on Friday, January 4th. So, still morning, just barely. I've been getting later and later as the week has gone on. No excuses today. I was just, didn't feel like going. And then realized it's not an option. Because there'll be days when I'm sick, there'll be days when I'm too tired to go, there'll be days when there are physical reasons why I can't go. I don't feel like going can't be one of those reasons. So I'm out. I'm here. Here I am. Apparently I need to be careful, or more careful, because I'm already really trying to be aware of what it is that I'm saying as I'm saying it. Actually, just before I say it. But apparently I said something that peeved one of my listeners. So, yeah, I don't know. These things will undoubtedly happen from time to time, but I'm really going to try to keep them to a minimum. So, the day is kind of bright. It's so bright that my eyes are watering. The glare off the snow and ice on the street is overwhelming. I don't have on my fleece hood today. It's 32, 34 degrees. There's a little bit of meltishness happening around the edges. Not enough, but it's not so cold that I felt like I needed to put on the extra hood today. And I was right, I didn't. Because it's a glorious day. It's a beautiful, clear, sunny. I don't think there are any clouds. Pandora dished up a lot of Adele for me this morning, along with some AC/DC, which I skipped. I could be getting old. I still like the AC/DC songs, but I just like, yeah, okay, I've heard that one about half a million times. So, yeah, while it's a favorite, I skipped it. Oh well. I should start a new channel of pamplemousse, or actually was trolling the dubstep channels on Pandora. My kids like dubstep a lot, and it's kind of interesting music. I got big props from them because they plugged their MP3 players into the car stereo on the ride home from school, and they were playing a song that was like, I know that band. Isn't that Cell Dweller? And they were like, you know Cell Dweller. I think I mentioned this before. So yeah, I'm cool because J.C. Hutchins. I think Scott Sigler too used Cell Dweller as theme music. So yeah, I was listening to some dubstep. The Antwoord is still one of those real curious things that it doesn't do much for me in audio, but their videos are captivating for some reason, and I don't know why. I don't know if it's because in a universe of beautiful people, the Antwoord is not, and by any stretch of the imagination, even Yolanda isn't, in a classical sense, beautiful. And some of the characters and get-ups she's in are certainly not beautiful. But there's something engaging about the Antwoord that I can't quite put my finger on, but I just find it fascinating. It's right up there with Dimmu Borgir, they're from the north. I want to say Norway, but it might be Sweden or Denmark or one of those places. But they have one of these glass gargle media genre reminiscent of Rammstein, but very, very dark, highly orchestral death metal. I guess that's the genre. It's fascinating to hear Dimmu Borgir. I love to listen to Dimmu Borgir on headphones and really crank it up. And it shocks the kids. It's okay. I don't mind shocking the kids. But they don't particularly like death metal. They much prefer dubstep. And it tickles them when I crank up the radio while we're driving along with the dubstep. The bass response in the car stereo is quite delightful. And there's a lot of bass and a lot of the dubstep that they're listening to. But I was trolling through some of the channels they have on Pandora the other day and realized there was one dubstep. I started listening to that for a while. Started the De Antwoord, but the problem is in audio it just doesn't do it. I listened to two or three numbers and it's like, no. And then the channel mixes, of course, other artists in, and other artists are so derivative. I just like, no. This is not the interval. This is not the music that's of interest. This is not, because it's not the video, it's even worse. So, anyway, yeah. But listening to Pomplamoose the other day and talking about it yesterday was really made me appreciate how little music there is actually in my life anymore. And I've mentioned this before on the talk, I know. It's one of the liabilities of having such a long-standing podcast. 570-odd days of audio. 570-odd audio files. 500 and... I don't remember how many. 60-something days of posts. How come I have more audio? Oh, because I didn't number some of the days that I put audio out, like from Balticon. And when I was at home in Maine visiting with my sister. So yeah, there's that. Anyway, one of the problems with going so long is that I'm inevitably going to repeat myself sometimes, like I haven't already. Yeah, sure. So yesterday was marginally productive. I was happy with the way the day turned out. I wasn't happy that the book didn't get finished yesterday. But being in the day, dealing with what I can deal with today right now, which is trying to get across the street without either falling on the ice or getting hit by a car. Okay. So far, so good. Gorgeous day. I'm trying to think of something deep, something meaningful, something meaty to talk about today. And mostly what I'm thinking about is my wife stayed home again today. What I've got to do for chores before the day is out. Debating whether or not I have to make a grocery run today or if I could postpone it one more day. It's a year-end banking season. It's year-end tax season. Next week I've got to file my estimated taxes for the year. And luckily I have the money to actually pay my estimated taxes for the year. So that's good. Okay, that's not good. That's an icy spot. Somebody dragged, looks like they dragged a shovel or a sled or a toboggan or something along the sidewalk and packed down the snow in a long, wide stretch. And under these conditions, that's pretty slick. It doesn't look like it should be, but it is. Monkpole. Good morning, Monkpole. It is still morning. We're getting home in time for lunch. I feel like I just ate breakfast. I didn't, of course, but it feels like I did. So I'll have to figure out what I'm going to do for dinner. See if I need to start anything cooking now to be able to have dinner, or I'm going to have to go to the grocery store. I'm good about not letting leftovers go bad. We've been eating a lot of leftovers. I still have a bit of leftover turkey. I made my traditional turkey bone soup, which is basically take the turkey carcass after it's been cleaned off and put it in a stock pot with some onions and carrots and a pound of navy beans. And then in the last hour, take the bones out. There's a surprising amount of meat that goes off the bones and into the pot. And then I've taken to using Johnsonville andouille sausage. Now, I first heard about andouille from Emeril Lagasse on Food TV, when I was watching Food TV every day, which I don't watch TV anymore, so yeah, don't see Emeril very much anymore. But Emeril had this sausage that I thought was an interesting sounding sausage. It was sort of like a Cajun chorizo. It's a hot, spicy sausage. And we can get chorizo here, but the chorizo we get is hot, very hot. It's really quite good, but it's also, it comes in a casing that I find unpalatable. I don't like it very much. I probably just haven't found the right brand or the right kind. But Johnsonville puts out an andouille that is, it's great. It's like a kielbasa, only spicy instead of smoky. And slice up one of those and throw it in stew. Gets a lot of added texture, a lot of richness to the broth. Of course, it's the fat from the sausage, no doubt, but that one small piece of andouille adds a whole lot of flavor to what might otherwise be a pretty bland stew. So I need to do some menu planning. I need to get my kids involved in menu planning because they're getting to the stage where my elder daughter's getting to the point where she can move out, but she doesn't know how to cook anything, so she couldn't feed herself, which is kind of a problem. And she could scramble an egg. And she can follow recipes. She's made some really outstanding and surprising recipes. There's a chicken lasagna that she made. It was quite delicious. But she's not, I don't call on her to cook much other than lately cookies. And of course she makes cookies one day and they're gone the next day, so she has to make cookies the next day. And we're out of cookie stuff. So that's something that's on my grocery list. I need to get. So, the very glamorous, creative life that I lead. January 4th. I haven't produced a new book yet this year. I haven't written anything. Kvetched on a few G+ posts. I haven't even written in my blog. I should do that today. I have responded to email. I do respond to email. I get a lot of email. And I did go digging in the email archives just to see what might have gone by. And there was one email that I got while I was in the movie theater that I had sent a couple of terse responses to that I lost the thread on. Sorry, Rob. That I have now made a more comprehensive reply to. And I one of the problems that I'm having, that I have had for quite a while, is the future subjunctive text. As if I were. The construction is, as if I were. And quite often, I find myself thinking that what I'm going to say, or what I am saying, is in future subjective. Future subjunctive. As if I were quite sure of what I was going to say. And then I wind up being, no, it's just past tense, should be was. And so there's quite a lot of those. Try to get those fixed. Rob pointed out several of them. And I thought in quick look before I had to shut my phone off because of the movie theater, I thought a couple of them were future subjunctives, but no, they weren't. I went back and looked at them today. And no, they're not. They're past tense, they're wrong. Yep, heavens. Brain fart. Prairie dogs chirping. Okay. The end of the long eastern reach. Make the northward turn. And it raised a good point about dates and consistency, because sometimes I use an ordinal, like January 23rd. Sometimes I say January 23. Usually I say 23, comma, date, year. And in the narrative, I don't usually, so it's usually just the date, the day. Sometimes I use the ordinal, sometimes I don't. Sometimes it's superscript, sometimes it's subscript. But that's really depending on the device that I used, or the software that I used to type it, and whether or not it auto-corrects to super or sub, or just leaves it as an ordinal. And frankly, that's a level of detail that I don't think at this point we need to worry about, simply because whether it's superscript or not, it's going to get munged up when I do the conversion to ebook and then to paper from PDF. So, yeah, sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't, and most of the times it's going to be weird, and not much I can do about it. Well, there's something I can do about it, but the point is that it's not really worth messing about with right now. We've got edits that need to be addressed. The consistency issue is not, it's not one of those things. Now, it's one of those things that Robin used to bug me about a lot, was consistency. And Rob is being very good about pointing out things that are inconsistent across the books. Capitalization, for one thing, which I keep getting mixed up. Hyphenation. And I think we've decided to pull the hyphens out of constructs like GravPalette. And I keep forgetting to make those changes, so that's kind of tedious. Because those are global find and replace. And the co-op, the buy-in that got replaced by GravPalette, that was, I don't know where that came from. That was some weird click that I didn't mean to make, no doubt. Well, no doubt, but I don't even remember how that could possibly have been there. Oh well. Some days you win, some days you lose. I'm happy with breaking even. And speaking of breaking even, I'm breaking even with the back door here. Coming up on the back gate. Wherein I get to say, oh, I got my trash out on time today because the recyclables got collected. Yay! But I also get to say, tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.